is the bechin of kosha olai predaschem, the divrei agoda of last week, and just to speak out one ha'ara that I think v'siyata d'shmaya is going to put together a lot of the raid that we spoke about last week, and that is, it's yodua, the Gemara Masechtas Erevin Daf Yutes Amud Aleph says that Avraham Avinu sits a pischa shel Gehenna. And if a person after 120 is judged and it's determined that this person deserves to go to Gehenna, Avraham Avinu is masik lehu umekabelu. He takes this person, he schleps him out of Gehenna, and he doesn't allow him to be there. With one exception, Bar Mi Yisrael Shabal Basa Vikachar, with the exception of a Yid who's Ba, who has a Bias Isser with a non-Jewish woman, the Moshcha Arlasa. Because if he does that, his Arla is undone, v'loy mevashkule, and as a result, Avraham Avinu doesn't recognize him, he doesn't see him as a Yiddish kin. In other words, any person that Avraham Avinu recognizes as being from the Bnei Bris of Avraham Avinu, he sees him as being a Yid. Avraham Avinu does not allow this person to be in Gehenna. If someone is Ba on a Basa Oivet Kechavim, it's Moshcha or Losa, and on some level it makes him Ois Mahol, and because of that, Loim Avashkele, Avraham Avinu doesn't recognize him, and Avraham Avinu does not allow this person to be in Gehenna. But Al Kopanim, there's a Mefurish Gemara that says a Dover Nivol, and that is that Avraham Avinu does not allow a person that's Mahol to descend into Gehenna. So I saw a Dover Nifla in the Sefer Binyan David. Binyan David, Ala Teira. Mechaber was Rab David Doiv Ber Meizlish. He was the Rav in Ihel, Hashem Yimkom Damoy. He was killed in the war. And in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, he brings from the Sefer Ach Pri Tfuah. So the Ach Pri Tfuah, the Mechaber was Rab Heschel Liska, who was a Talmud of the Dvei Chaim. He's also known as the Rebbe of Rab Shaila. So in the Ach Pri Tfuah, he says, Mamish Adovin Neira. He says, what does this mean? That Avraham Avinu sits at Pischa Shegehenim and he doesn't allow a person that's mohel to enter Gehenim? How do you even have such a kayak? Where does something like that come from? I don't understand. Person lived a life. There's din v'cheshbin. There's a whole system of how this works. And if the psak is that this person has to go to Gehenim, so he has to go to Gehenim. How does Avraham Avinu, because he's mohel, have a right to make sure that this person is not going to go to Gehenim? So he says that it's based on the Gemara Masechtas Moed Katan Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says there's an inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that even though I'm moishel on the world, abemi moishel be. Who's moishel in me? Tzaddik Moshe Lami. The Tzaddik is Moshe Lami. And because the Tzaddik is Moshe Lami, so there's an Indian of Tzaddik Goizev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. So said the Ach Pri Tfiyah, you want to know how this Indian works? It works with Tzaddik Goizev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. It's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Goizev, after 120, if a person deserves to go to Gehenim, that he's going to go to Gehenim. But there's a Bechin of Tzaddik Goizev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will override his gzera based on what the tzaddik said. So if the tzaddik Avraham Avinu says that, no, I don't want this person in Gehenna, based on me, Moshe Lbi, tzaddik gozva kodesh baruch hu mekayim, he's going to be oiskishlap from that Gehenna. So said the binyan dovid, a dover nifla. He says like this. He says, the pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, it says that Avraham Avinu was yoishev pesach ha'oyel, kechoy mayoyim. If you take a look at the Medrash, and the Balaturim says it in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, that although Pashit, the Pasuk is talking about Avraham Avinu was Shlisha Lamila, and he was sitting Pesach Oil, he was sitting at the entranceway to his tent, and it was a very, very hot day. But stating that, Chazal say, and it's a Medrash, Rabba Afanard, and it's the Balaturim Afanard, that really these psukim are remes to this inyan, that Avraham Avinu sits at Pischa Shal Gehenim, and he doesn't allow any person that's Mashcha or Losa, he doesn't allow any person that's Mohol to end up in Gehenim. So what's the remes? Because Avraham Avinu was Shlishi L'Mila. And really, the end of Parashas Lech Lecha is Dachta Parashas V'Mila. Avraham Avinu sits by the Pesach Ha'oil, referring to Gehenim, K'choy Mayoyim, where it's Gehenim. And what's he doing? He's guarding it. And he says, any person that's like me, that's Shlishi L'Mila, any person that was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mila and then the Parashas Lech Lecha, this person is not going to be allowed in. So this Gemara, Masechtas Erev Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, is also Merumas in the Medrash, right in the beginning of Parashas Vayera. So he said like this, if you take a look at the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh, Nezer HaKodesh was written by one of the Kadmonim. So the Nezer HaKodesh says that the Pasuk says that Avraham Avinu was standing on top of, Avraham Avinu was standing on top of the Archim while they were sitting there. So they were sitting, and Avraham Avinu was Oymed Aleihem, right? He was on top of them. Rashi says that Avraham Avinu was standing, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham to sit down. And that's the V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'oil K'choy Mayoyim, that from Avinu wanted to stand up, right? You can imagine, a Chash V'Yid walks in, you have to stand up. Kutcha Berichu. So Kemuvin, you have to stand up. But the Eibishter told him, I want you to sit, and I'm going to stand. Rashi, right in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, says that this is Maisa of a similar bonim, that there'll be an Indian of Elikim Nitzav Adaskel. But said the Nezer HaKodesh, what's the Oymik that Avram Avinu is sitting, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing? He says the Oymik is that the Moshel is the one that sits. The Moshel is the one that sits. You walk into the Melech, so the Melech is sitting and everybody else is standing. Hashem was showing Avram Avinu that you're the Tzaddik, and because you're the Tzaddik, you're going to be able to be Moshel in me. And that's Merumis, that Avram Avinu is sitting, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to stand. So the Binyan David said that if you put this all together, what you have here is a Dover Niflamash. What's going on in the beginning of Parshas Vayera? In Chazal and Primi Satayra, what's going on over here is that Avram Avinu is sitting up Pischa Shagahen. And any person that's Gemalit, Avram Avinu says that even though really the Gzeir is that you're supposed to go to Gehenim, I'm not going to allow you to Gehenim. How does that Koyach come? It comes that the Ach Pritviya, it comes from this Indian of Tzad, the Goyz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. It's for that reason Avram Avinu is sitting and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing, because this whole Avoid of Avram Avinu to say that that I'm saying that even though this person, the Gzeir was, that he has to go to Gehenim, is not going to go to Gehenim, it comes from this Koyach of me Moshobi. That's where it comes from. It comes from the Bekayach of Tzadik Goyz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. And that's why over here it's Merumas this Indian. For who Yoshev? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is Oymei. How does that make any sense? It makes sense because right here in this Uvdin, this Mayimit, Avram Avinu is the Moshel. Avram Avinu is the Moshel. How could you even say that out of your mouth? It's a Gemara. Me Moshel be. Tzadik Moshel be. And that's the Koyach of Tzadik Goyz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. This Indian that Avram Avinu does not allow a mole to go to Gehenim, which is in the world of Pimius Atayra, in the world of Soidus Atayra, Ein Lecha Soid Gedoylo Mizu. What does it even mean? But the Oymik, the Tzadikim, will megalot us a little bit, has a Sheiches to Tzadik Goyzev HaKadosh Baruch HaMekayim. And like, Lulei de Mestafina, this is like the greatest expression imaginable of Tzadik Goyzev HaKadosh Baruch HaMekayim. Because the whole purpose of coming down to this world is V'schar V'oynish, and it's V'din V'cheshbin. And it's, the Tzadik has the koyach to say that I'm going to bypass the whole Din V'cheshbin of this Yid, because he's Gemalit, and he's from the Bnei Bris of Avram Avinu. And as a result, this person is going to be able to go to Gan Eden, even though really he's supposed to go in Gehenim. But that's the koyach of the tzaddik, and that's where this midah, this inyan, and this avoid of Avram Avinu comes from, and it's all playing itself out in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, and that's why in the beginning of Parshas Vayera says the Nezer HaKodesh, Avram Avinu sitting and HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing, because Avram Avinu is mamish overriding, he's being meishel in kaviyachal aleh. So I was just thinking that last week we spoke that the Gemara says on daf Hey, hey, Omer Aleph. Kolam Alamed is Ben Chaveri Teira. So what's the schos? Zoyche v'yoyche v'yeshiva shomayla. But Kolam Alamed is Ben Am Ha'oretz Teira. If somebody teaches Ben Am Ha'oretz Teira, Afilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu goyze gzeira mevatel b'shvila. Shenem b'avim toitzi yoker mizoylel kifitia. If you have the ability to take yoker out of zoyl, kifitia. Your mamish is going to be like me. You're going to have the ability, mamish, to be mevatel, even gzeiras that I do. We spoke up from the Masha. The Masha says, it's all midah keneged midah, right? If someone teaches Ben Chaveri Teira, what's the midah keneged midah? You brought Ben Chaveri into yeshiva, you're going to be zoyche to also be in yeshiva. You're going to be yeshiva shomayla. But if somebody teaches a Ben Am Ha'oretz Teira, then the midah keneged midah is not just you're going to be in yeshiva. There, the midah keneged midah is that what? That you're kafitia. Afilu ani goyze gzeira mevatel b'shviloi. Because of the tzaddik, I'll be mevatel. What's the shaykhis? The shaykhis is because when you take a ben ha'maoret and you teach him Torah, you might see Yoker from Zoylel, what you're doing is you're going keneged gzeira. You're going against the grain. You're going against the way nature is supposed to play itself out. Nature is an amaretz, has a son. That's an amaretz. That's the way it's supposed to be. But if you're a ben amaretz, really you should be an amaretz. But if someone is able to go against that, and you can be moitzi yakam Yisoylel, so you are moitzi yakam Yisoylel, you went keneged gzeira, if you live your life not nispol from the gzeira, not nispol from the way things are supposed to be, because I believe that I can overcome b'mesiris nefesh. You know what your midah keneged midah is? That you're going to have the ability to taka do that. And we spoke out from the Ram Ash, the Baal Panim Iris, in his Pirush al HaTorah and Kos Nesar, who says that the Gemara Masechta is my cotton. When the Gemara brings this drasha, me moishel be, Tzadik Moshe be right before that. There's one other drasha. Amrav Shmuel Nachmin Amrav Yonis said, "Maidich said Noam David Ben Yishai and Umagever who come all Noam David Ben Yishai Shehekim Ula Shel Tshuva." Next Gemara, and it's really two psukim later. Amrav Avo, what does it mean? Elikay Yisrael Lidi Betzu Yisrael Moshe BaAdam Tzadik Moshe Yiras Elikim. What it means is that Tzadik is Moshe Bisha and he goes Gzera Mavat. What's the smichas between these two drashas? Smichas between these two psukim said upon him Iris. The smichas between the psukim, two psukim is because when does the Tzadik have the ability to be Mavat of the Gzera Vakadosh Baruch Hu? The Tzadik has the ability to be Mavat of the Gzera Vakadosh Baruch Hu when that Tzadik is Hekim Ulush Al Tshuva. When someone's Malamid Ben Amar, it's Torah. Where he brings somebody back to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he goes Keneged his Teva, Keneged the Gzera Ke'ilu that was already put in place for this person's destiny. That's when you have the ability to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's other Gzeiros. And that's when you have the ability, you can feed to you. You mean Moshe be Tzadik Moshe be. So who's the spitz? Who's the ultimate? Who's the ultimate me Moshe be? Avraham Avinu is the ultimate me Moshe be. Who's the ultimate Melamed Ben Amaretz Torah? Who's the greatest Melamed Ben Amaretz Torah in the history of the world? Who's the Hekim Ulushal Tshuva, if there ever was one? It's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's Avoida was, like the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, he went from place to place, and he was Mekabitz people together, and he taught them about HaKadosh Baruch. He was the one that taught the world about Torah. Avraham was Ivri, Kol Oilam Be'Ivri Echad, Be'Avraham Be'Ivri Hasheni. And Avraham Avinu made it his life's mission, the Chesed LaAvraham, to go and to spread the fact that mitos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he taught the entire world. Adayim azeh, Av Hamoyim Goyim is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's Tchil Again. Avraham Avinu is the one that taught the entire world this inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the ultimate Melamed Ben Amaretz Torah. He's the ultimate Hekim Ulushal Tshuva. And if that's the case, what's the koyach that Avraham Avinu has? The koyach that Avraham Avinu has is this inyan that Anshani Goyzik Zera, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm Goyzik Zera, and the Tzaddik is Mevatel. Last week we spoke about the Chidah says in his Maris Ayin, the Reb Chiya was Nitzus Nishmasa Yishal Avraham Avinu. We spoke at a whole raid bite about this was Reb Chiya's Avoid as well. Right, what was that Chiya's Avoid? He's teaching Chumash to little children, he's teaching Mishnayas, and his Avoid is maybe not the pilpul of Reb Chanina, not the pilpul of Rish Lakish, but his Avoid is Petuchei Choysim. I don't know if I'd be able to be machzor the whole Torah if it was forgotten, but I have the koyach, and my Avoid is to make sure the Torah will never be forgotten. Because right now, Sedot Torah, why are we talking about what will be when the Torah is forgotten? Let's make sure the Torah is not forgotten. And the Chidah said that based on the whole Maisa Shoye Kachay with Eliyahu HaNavi, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, their Koyach HaTfilo. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi asked Eliyahu HaNavi, is there anyone in this world that can do it as well? He said, yeah, Reb Chiya Ubonov. So said the Chidah, what's the Oymeh, quoting the Svar Makdoshim, it's because Reb Chiya was Taka Avraham Avinu. What was the end of that story? The end of that story was, is there was some sort of gzera, right? Something was happening in the world. Rebbe was going to Tainas. Reb Chiya got up and he said, Masha Varuach. Boom. And then he said, Mayrab Ageshem. Is this not an expression of Tzadik Goyz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kayim? Mash v'ruach, there was wind. Umayr Dagesh, and all of a sudden it started raining. Right? This was the spitz. I mean, that's the whole mice. There's a few stories about Reb Chiya that we're supposed to take out and we're supposed to put it all together and try to come up with this picture. But that's Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya is Avraham Avinu. This is Pchin of Tzadik Goyz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kayim that Tzadikim had. But where does that Koyach have? In these Svarim, in the Marshon, B'Mitziah Peyeyim at Aleph, and in the Kosnesar, in Parshas Dvarim, I think what emerges is that when someone goes and he's mefitz and he's melami not just ben chaveri Torah, but he's melami ben amaretz Torah, and his avoida is to make sure that Torah is not going to be forgotten, like Reb Chiya's avoida, like Avraham Avinu's avoida. When a person goes through with that avoida, there's a bechina of tzaddik goyzer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Today's like Ba'omer. And like Ba'omer, in many ways, is the yontif of the tzaddik. The tzaddik of Shem Ba'ichoy is the tzaddik Yisoid Olam. That's the avoida. The avoida is having a shaychus to the tzaddik, the heilig of Shem Ba'ichoy. Shem Ba'ichoy is koyach, is nishayach. The Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, daf men heyom et beis, that Reb Chiya said, that Reb Yirmiyah said in the name of Reb Shem Ba'ichoy, quoting Rashbi, Yochel ani lifter es kol ha'olam kulam min adin, miyoyim shenevrei siyadata. Reb Shem Ba'ichoy is koyach of tzaddik yisoid olam. Reb Shem Ba'ichoy is koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that tzaddik goyz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim, that I make a gzeira and the tzaddik is mevatel, is to such a level, yochel ani lifter is kol olam kulam min adin. Who's it sound like? Avraham Avinu, right? Yochel ani lifter is kol olam kulam min adin. Pshim Bayichoy is avoida, was the avoida of ki loisi shachach mi pizaroi. We know Yoichoy is the soife tevis of ki loisi shachach mi pizaroi. Pshim Bayichoy, whose avoida ki yadua was ki loisi shachach mi pizaroi, to make sure the Torah would never be forgotten, and that in the darkest times there would still be Torah, and to make sure that even the Ben Amoritz would have a shaychus to Torah. And this all comes from this inyan of ki loisi shachach mi pizaroi, which is the avoida of Rebchia, that my avoida is I'm making sure the Torah would never be forgotten. When someone's Melamed Ben Amoritz Torah, and on the level of Klaus or a whole nation that exists, on this Haftacha of Kilois Nishach Bizari, which came from the Tanner of Shem Bayichoy, from there you become the Tzadik Yisoid Oilam of Yochla and Nilifter as Kol Oilam Kulam in Adin. But Al Kaponim, that's the Sinyan. There's an Inyan of Tzadik Goyz of HaKadosh Baruch HaMekayim, the Tzadik has a Koyach. Comes from this Indian, when someone's Mlamed Ben Amoritz Torah, why? I ain't been Rasha, I ain't been Kassel Nassar, but that's this Indian, which that could be Zoicha, all the Gzeris, Rois, Vekashais should be Bottle, which should be Zoicha, Yeshuas, and the Chomis, from here be Amenu Amen.